Gather around your speakers, hoop heads. It's NBA story time. Jamel Johnson here to spin you tales of NBA shenanigans you didn't know you needed to know. Like that time when a little startup league tried anything to be relevant, or when Ricky Davis earned himself a dumb nickname. I also love you, Ricky Davis. Catch a new tale on NBA Storytime every week, then listen to the postgame where I break it down with comedians, ballers, and what have you. Find NBA Storytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Guys, what's up? I want to take a quick second to let you guys know that our podcast is supported by Anchor. That's right. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. I'm doing this ad from my phone as we speak. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. Evidently, I can't talk. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Now back to the show.
Wash It Up Walk-Ons fans, here we are again for another episode. We were supposed to have a lovely guest, another guest to give you guys good content, but nonetheless, they canceled on us, so this is the product you get. Drake, Kevin, and I. There's a cameo by some other people. If you listen to the end of the episode, you'll find out that podcasting's my sole gig now. Let's have a day. Let's go.
Welcome back, Wash Up Walk-Ons fans, episode 94 of the podcast. And we're not shitty podcasters. We had a guest lined up for you guys, and he just happened to have a little bit too much fun last night and ended up being a little hungover. So going to end up just saving that one, put it on the back burner for another time. And we're just going to come at you today with some unadulterated fun. Hopefully Kevin is in a good mood and ready to sling some great one-liners. And I don't know where this conversation is going to go, but it should be pretty fun.
Debatable on if we're shitty podcasters or not. I don't know if, I think the verdict's still out. We're 100 episodes deep and you're only as good as your last podcast, and I actually feel good about our last podcast. This
one's coming if out Thursday. Anybody got to listen to it.
Yeah, some people did. I mean, if you didn't get to listen to the last podcast, you only got that 10-minute snippet.
Which was a good story in itself.
It's a real good snippet. We had somebody lined up and fell through. But that's all right, because this is a good time for us to sit down. The question and answer episode the other day was... It was good, but we didn't talk. It was just straight up guided by you guys on the Twitter sphere. And we haven't had a time to really catch up since we got like Steve Manders on the podcast, two and a half months ago. We've been hitting guests every single episode since then. So we're going to catch up here and maybe update you guys on our life, which isn't that great. And
Kevin's definitely having fun though, because Yonks is in town and Yonks is a great time.
Yeah, the high school buddies are in town. We've had a good weekend, man. We did a lot of good shit.
And the one and only Gervas is over there sitting on the couch.
He is about 4 feet away from me. Yeah.
Could you ask him what he thinks about the fans wanted us to create a shirt that says something about him getting better internet
and being less cheap?
The fans want you to get better internet. Yeah, any comment on that?
He's telling me to get the hell out of his house. So,
what a cheap ass. We're just gonna get a shirt that says Jake Gervais is a cheap ass.
Sell like hotcakes, right?
It'll sell like hotcakes. Every single Wash Up Walk-Ons fan will have. They'll be Kinnick will be decked out in shirts that are just shitting on Gervais. That would be fantastic.
That would be fantastic.
So what's going on in the Wash Up Walk-Ons lives? Well, there's some Hawkeye stuff going on. Luka Garza's still scoring at an alarming rate. And
he definitely should win National Player of the Year. If he doesn't, it's pretty rigged.
There's definitely some other candidates. I don't think this is even as far and away a win that Keith Duncan was for the Groza. But if Garza doesn't win National Player of the Year and we have to suffer Keith not winning the Groza and Garza getting snubbed, I'm done.
We're going to, though. Like, that's just kind of the Iowa curse.
I know. I mean, that's just bullshit. That's just bullshit, all right? Yeah, Kev, how was your guys' weekend in the we got those snaps. I saw a wild Josie Jewell this weekend.
Yeah. So Friday night, we had a few of the boys back in town, man. Josie came down with Mick. They spent the night in Iowa City. We had a pretty good crowd at the Arbery household on Friday night. Felt like we were back in college for a little bit.
It looked like you guys were back in college.
Kevin, you are still in college.
Sometimes I am. Sometimes I am. Yeah, there was a bat in the garage.
Friday night to Sunday.
There was a bat in the garage?
Yeah.
Kevin, we have experience with that.
Yeah. So, naturally I got called up to do my duty and had to take care of the bat.
So at the Benton house, we actually had two different occurrences with a bat.
You want to tell them the story about me when my leg was broke and the bat in the garage?
There's a bat in your guys' garage?
I don't remember anything about that story.
You don't remember this?
Nah.
Oh, you were in the house when that shit happened.
No. This story's.
Oh, you walked out into the garage.
I crutched out. I had I had my leg fixed. I was on crutches.
It was
icy, and
January of 17.
Yeah. All right. I was in the boot still.
Sure.
But it was icy as hell, and I walked out in the garage because I was going from the front house to the back house. It was dark, and the garage was closed. I flicked on the light, or maybe I hit the garage door and the garage light came on. Either way, the light comes on and all I see is a bat flying directly at my head. I scream and I duck and it missed me and it like doubled back and the garage door wasn't quite up far enough. So then I try and like sneak out the garage door with my boot on and I smack, like I just, my feet slide out from under me, boom, hit the ground. It was a terrible scene. Screaming bloody murder the whole time.
So was that the time that then it flew in the house?
I have no idea if it flew in the house. I was in the back.
On two separate occasions. So one, I was legit Harry Potter underneath the stairs in the... in the front house of Benton. I was living in the cupboard and
one like crawled up through like the heating shaft or something.
It didn't crawl up through. It crawled somehow it got in the attic and then the attic there was it's super hard to describe, but there was an open hole in the bottom of the stairs that led up into kind of like the, I don't know, like if you busted open the drywall, all those parts of the house. And this house, first of all, Kevin, when was this house built? Like 1912. Okay. So it was older. It was
older than the Titanic.
Yeah, correct.
That the Titanic didn't make it. RIP.
Yeah, Yonkers right. Tell me like the ceiling fell on him a couple times. And he's...
That's not a lie. That actually happened. So this house was older than shit. And so, like, pretty just open access underneath these stairs up into the inner workings of our house. And a bat got in the attic, crawled down that hole, and Kevin and I were just sitting down talking one night, probably about Clash of Clans. And I'm like sitting, I don't know if you remember, but I'm like sitting in my doorway kind of against like that little, the wall, the side wall. And right next to me is the vent. And did you notice it or did I?
I don't remember who noticed it, but we just remember seeing like this little like brown furry ball. Like, what the hell is that?
I look over, I'm like, what the fuck, Kev, what? I jumped up because I don't deal with animals that aren't domesticated, all right? I don't deal with animals that aren't domesticated. So all of a sudden we have a bat issue, and it was a 30-minute ordeal. The other one was somehow Kevin's like, Clove, there's a fucking bat in our house. All of a sudden I walk out.
And this thing's like flying around. Like the one in your room was just chilling there, and then the other time it's like flying around. So we had to go get like our tennis rackets and like.
Right. So the way our house worked, it was just one room into the next with two big openings. It was living room into dining room into kitchen. And it was taking laps from kitchen to living room at lightning speeds. And this thing was on a mission. And so we've now just told a story about bats for the last night.
Yeah. So, you know, we were having a little boom cup game going and, you know, a bat started flying around. Nick Easley and Jake Gervais, they were on square out the garage. So I'm like, all right, I guess I got to be the one to take care of the bat.
Not surprised.
Yeah. Not surprised at all.
So, yeah.
Now, does that just come with the territory of the man who makes the most money in the garage doesn't have to deal with the bat? Or
I don't know. I'm just carrying this house. That's just apparently what I have to do here.
Now, can we get Yonk's opinion? Is Josh still there too?
Yeah.
So can we get their opinion on the weekend and how it went in Iowa City? And
gentlemen, how did you guys enjoy your weekend in Iowa City?
Great time as always.
Great time.
He said Sean Tafania from Dandelion.
Oh yeah, so we were at Dandelion this morning. A fan came up and said, "Hey, love the podcast." So whoever you are, appreciate that. Any of y'all ever see us in public, feel free to come up to us, say hi. We appreciate it. It's cool.
What is Gervais is an idiot. Yeah, so that's good. How's the recent sports betting going, Yonks?
Yonker, any sports betting going recently? Like, you don't really do a whole lot outside football either, do you?
No, I mean, last time I was on a podcast, I talked about LSU. I mean, yeah, you guys are still keep got that money in your pocket.
Yeah, he was on LSU. So. No, not a whole lot outside football.
We got to be able to. We need Yonkers at all times on call to just call in and just. That's really where we got to get this podcast.
Yeah. Josh can fuck off though, right?
Absolutely, he can always.
I got to be honest. It's tough enough for the listeners with one long snapper on the podcast. It would be a lot to put
unbearable with a second one.
A second long snapper would be tough.
You're unbearable.
Great. That's tough. Get out of here. Josh, you're the kid. So I have a roommate, right? And you and my roommate are identical in the fact that you're easy to get along with, kind of, but you really need your ass whooped. And like, I wasn't going to be the one to whoop your ass just because I don't know. I didn't want to be that guy. But sometime down the road, if somebody knocks you the fuck out, just understand it was coming for years from all the bull you talk, and then it's all good.
To be honest though, like he punches himself more than enough. I the last five times I've seen this guy, he's lost something. So he lost his shoes, phone, wallet when in Vegas. Somehow he finds it. Jesus. He comes to Iowa City last time, like back in the fall for a football game, loses his wallet, and we find it. Last night, he loses his Canada Goose coat at the fucking bar, and the next day, we managed to still find it. Perfect condition. Like, this guy loses stuff. Like, you know the song, Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off? Like, this guy gets drunk, and he cannot, keep stuff together. But he always finds it without nothing missing. Like, I'm like, Josh, you know, we're going to find this coat. We left it at Brothers. And if they find it, they're probably just going to take it. Two, if they don't take it, it's probably just going to be absolutely trashed. And we get it back, and like, this thing's in perfect condition. It looks like it got dry cleaned.
Now, it doesn't surprise me at all that he wears Canada Goose.
Yeah, like,
Josh is a well put together guy. He dresses nice, you know, he represents himself well.
I'll say this, he's definitely the more attractive of the two long snappers.
But he played for a dog shit program.
Yeah, he had definitely less wins in college, so that's whatever.
So Josh was a long snapper at Indiana for the fans out there.
Right.
And also, he's a great guy for fans out there that I just took a poop on him. That's just what we do on this podcast. Actually a good guy, one of Kevin's best friends. Still a shithead. I'd punch him in the face, but he's one of Kevin's friends.
Wow.
Just hostility in the air. What else is going on? Women's basketball has won 35 straight at Carver. What? That's so good.
And I didn't know that we had some 5-star recruits on our team. Or that we had recently.
I know we have a 5-star recruit coming in.
And Taniah Davis was a 5-star recruit. I saw that.
Really?
It's pretty insane.
Well, Dowling has some chick her name's Caitlin Clark. She's a McDonald's All-American. She scores 35 a game. And she's committed to Iowa. She's like the number 6 player in the country.
Thank you for not going to UConn. Baylor.
That's not a joke. She actually scores 35 a game.
So did Joe Wieskamp in high school. Shout out.
I know. And what is Joe doing? He thinks he can dunk on everybody. Huh?
Well, you know, it's
that guy.
I didn't know. Sometimes the shot isn't going. You know, sometimes you go through a slump where you just the rim isn't nice to you. When that happens, he just takes off the dribble to the hoop, but beats a double team and puts a kid on a poster. So rest in peace.
Posters all over Iowa City, dude. Like, talk about guys from Muscatine being well known in the Hawkeye community. You're getting fucking forgotten, Drake.
Yeah, I've been telling everybody that I was not shit compared to Joe since he was like a sophomore in high school. So I've eaten that for a long time.
Hey, I didn't know. Giraffe says you gotta shave that shit on your face.
No, dude. I had this mustache for a reason, and it was gonna all be tied in to the intro if our guest would have just showed up today.
Hey guys. Yep, it's me again. Got to interrupt the episode real quick to talk to you guys about Spotify, one of the sponsors of this podcast. On Spotify, you can listen to all your favorite artists and podcasts in one place for free. You don't even need a premium account. Spotify has a huge catalog of podcasts on every topic, including the one you're listening to right now. Yeah, we're on Spotify. I don't know how we did that, but pretty cool. Other things you can do on Spotify is follow your favorite podcast so you never miss an episode. Premium users can download episodes to listen to offline, wherever you are, and you can easily share what you're listening to with your friends on Instagram. If you haven't done so already, be sure to download the Spotify app. Search for Washed Up Walk-Ons on Spotify or browse podcasts in the Your Library tab. Also, make sure to follow us so that you never miss an episode of the Washed Up Walk-Ons.
All right. And we're not going to release that guest's name because he will be on eventually, and then we'll talk about him. It doesn't look good, but I'm not going to give a shit about it.
I think it looks great.
But this Joe Wieskamp guy is good at basketball. Like, I didn't know he was that good.
Yeah. I told you, dude.
I know.
He scored like 20 straight in a game in high school. Like, a 20-0 run, Joe Wieskamp.
Yeah, and at this point, I think he could have just done that in any game whenever he wanted. Who stopped him on their weight?
Bettendorf was just, like, a really good team. They just didn't, lose that much.
So if Joe would have had any kind of Robin to his Batman, they could have done it.
So it was bad.
It was bad. They had nobody.
It was bad. Like,
damn.
I'm going to tell you that you, when I met you, would have for sure started in the post. For sure.
Wow. So that's bad.
We had a kid who.
I mean, I started for Marshalltown.
We had a kid who should damn near hit his head when he walks through a doorway, and I'm not sure he could touch the rim.
No.
And yeah, Joe was it, but he scored 50 a game, and that's all the way to the well.
Good for him. Now he's killing it. He's going to be an NBA player, which is good for him too. So Iowa basketball killing it. At the time of this recording, we've just beaten Ohio State most recently, pretty handily. Women's basketball on a roll, 35 in a row. And Carver, what else is happening? Iowa won the Big Ten regular season title for wrestling.
And they're about to win or beat Oklahoma State tonight.
And as we record this, they're wrestling Oklahoma State tonight. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, how about the Gypsy King?
Is that where y'all are going, Kev?
Yeah, we're going to be leaving here and pretty damn soon. So,
all right.
Yeah, last Hawks game, wrestling match in Carver of the year. Got to show these boys.
And that place should be pretty electric factory.
Dude, I can't wait, man. I'll tell you. I mean, I said a few times, Hawkeye wrestling is like my favorite thing to watch right now.
Did they sell it out?
I don't think they sold it out. Damn. Oklahoma State isn't as good as they've been in years past.
Oh, that's
yeah, they're not.
They're like number 12 now.
It's interesting. The I've had a couple people. What do you guys think about this? We'll discuss it on air. Had a couple people suggest trying to get the two of the more popular girl wrestlers from the Iowa Wrestling Club. Her name is Forrest, I think. Forrest Molinari. And Allie Reagan.
Hell yeah.
We should bring them on.
Hell yeah. Dude.
You guys search them after the podcast. They're actually they're good followers.
If the fans haven't figured out yet, well, we're not good enough at making content ourselves. We just have to kind of, mooch off other people's lives.
Yeah. So aside from just talking bullshit for the last 20 minutes, little reflection. Why or what do you guys think about our little run that we went on and some of the guests that we brought on? Any thoughts on that little spurt?
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool because nobody had kind of talked like they talked on our podcast, like in interviews.
Favorite episode that we've done in the last 2.5-3 months? I think honestly mine is still Gervas, which is sad.
I mean, the onion story.
That's, man,
an all-timer.
Kev, you should play pranks on Jake. You should leave cut up onions in his bed.
Oh, you know, I hadn't even thought about that.
Play onion dodgeball one day.
Yeah, just get a bunch of onions, start throwing them at him. Mix it into his food when he's not looking.
Yeah.
You know, that oof. Y'all are some diabolical motherfuckers, you know.
You're good.
I mean, how allergic is he to it?
You know what? Knowing Gervas, it's probably like he just gets like a rash or something. That's probably
so right. This would be hilarious if you gave Gervas some roofies and then wrapped him up in onions like a mummy. So he woke up from a roofie nap wrapped up in onions like a mummy.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Drake Kulik, everybody. Drake Kulik. I don't know what else to talk about. This is what happens.
What about the Gypsy King, man? That was cool.
Yeah, I don't know how much of our audience actually gives a shit about professional boxing and fighting, but it is a big thing in sports.
He's got a pretty cool song.
He sang, what was it, American Pie or whatever it's called, the song, in the ring afterwards? It's tremendous.
Yeah, I mean, big white guy takes chunky. On big black guy. And
chunky. He's a chunky dude.
He was a big fat white guy when he walked in the ring. He had his pants pulled all the way up like over his bottom ribs because he was hiding all his fat.
If you met that dude in the grocery store, you'd just think, wow, this is just some big ogre that isn't good for anything. Mm-hmm. Like he just doesn't look like, but he can throw hands.
And he beat the fuck out of like the scariest dude on the planet.
Literally the next Mike Tyson just got steamrolled.
Yeah, bad. I didn't watch any of it, but my brother did. I was at, we both ate Buffalo Wild Wings last night.
Yeah, and the ranch was hitting.
Oh, dude.
listen to what I ate last night, dude. So, okay. So started off with the Nashville hot chicken sandwich and the fries.
Sheesh.
Boom. with a pint of beer or whatever, whatever the big beer is. I don't know. And then
I don't know.
And then a dozen wings with another one. Walked across the street and got a crumble Butterfinger cookie. Dude, oh. The best dessert of all time. And then some chips and queso.
Sheesh.
It was.
I had a. I just rocked a water because health.
Come
and
on,
it was and 15 traditional honey barbecue. And let me tell you, if there was a way to fit an entire cup of ranch onto every single individual wing at Buffalo Wild Wings, I would do it. I mean, you've told the story of how I just put the empty bone into the ranch so I can suck it off.
Yeah, sometimes you just put a straw. you like here's a perfect Kluver move is he would get wings with ranch and a milkshake, and mid milkshake he would just be like, you know what, he'd take the straw out of the milkshake and put it in the cup of ranch, drink the ranch, and then put it back in the milkshake, finish the milkshake.
That's not true, and that the only reason that's not true is because the ranch at Buffalo Wild Wings is too thick to suck down. So otherwise I would have done it. What is this podcast episode? This is the fucking worst episode.
I don't know, man. We got canceled on last minute and
we had to,
I don't know. We're in the off season. There's not anything going on. The XFL that kind of got, you know,
I mean, James Butler is taking the XFL
after the XFL season. He's going to come on here for sure. He's excited about it.
100%. Absolutely. There's a bunch of other guys that I have listed too. We just short notice didn't have anybody.
I don't know. Ask Yonks what the like most D-gen bet he's put in a while is. He's got some great D-gen stories.
Yonker, what's the most degenerate bet you've put in a while? I don't know. We're running out of content. I'm sorry. We have to use you.
From some first halves of college basketball.
First halves of college basketball. That's pretty bad.
Up some teams like the Northeast Conference that I couldn't even name. St. Francis of Pennsylvania.
Did you win, though?
No, we lost. Got killed. We're like -7.5. I think we shot 12% from the field first half.
Yo, he says we. How about the Hawks? No matter who the Hawks play on the road.
No, he's not a fan of betting on the Hawks.
Oh, no.
Right? Because who do they fuck you over against?
I don't know. Someone. Bad.
Yeah. But Yonks, eventually every team is going to fuck you over. You're not going to have anyone to cheer.
Yeah, but there's certain teams you got to put on a blacklist, you know? Jesus, like the Fighting Illini on the 15-team parlay when you go 14-1 and Illinois in the money line against Eastern Michigan at home on homecoming night, I think. Just can't win the game. You know, that's kind of things you just say, hey, you know, you're done.
What was that 15-1 going to pay, Yonks? Because I think I'm about to throw up.
It wasn't that crazy.
It was like all money lines. It was like 100 to win 2,000,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, to win 2 grand. Yeah, 100 to win 2 grand roughly, because there's a lot of big favorites, you know.
2 grand would feel good in the pocket, though, man.
But Illinois couldn't beat Eastern Michigan. That was the only one.
Lovie Smith, man. The fact that he still got a job is unreal.
The fighting black Santa Clauses.
Yeah, then they turn around and beat Wisconsin 2 weeks later, too.
Yeah, that just adds insult to injury at that point.
Yeah, that really does hurt bad because they covered by like 37.
Yeah, one of the more interesting, confusing games of the college football year in the nation, I think. This is what you get, I guess. We had to bust out some content so that we had something to put out Thursday, because during the week, you know, at least one of us has a job on this podcast. So.
How was getting fired, dude?
Dude. I mean, let's talk about it. I hope the thing is, I think this is a Step Brothers quote. I wasn't fired. I was laid off. Okay. So I guess
your mic's muted, Kev.
This is one of the more, I guess we talked about the most embarrassing things the other day in the question and answer episode. And so now I guess groups of thousands of people on a podcast that you do for fun that you got laid off. That's a new one.
Shit happens, man.
Let's see. You know, this morning at the gym, I opened up and coached the morning shift. And without getting into too many details of the structure of the way these gyms are built, there's multiple locations that this one owner,
he's started to franchise out in the area, so there's more opening, which self-speculation tells me that like that's taking a little bit of business away from the ones that were open before. Mm-hmm. And so I coach the morning classes, I clock out, I'm getting ready to do my own workout after everybody leaves the gym's empty, and my boss gets a call, who's been there for like 5 years, he's like the GM of that location, and he didn't seem too happy. So I like go over, I get on the assault bike, and before I like even get one pedal in on the assault bike, he's like, "Tyler, come here." And I felt like I was getting called into like fucking like Coach Doyle's office, which is real unfortunate. And he like we go into the office and shuts the door and just straight up was just like, "So we're gonna have to let you go." And I was like, "Okay." And he goes into this big thing about how gym isn't doing as well and that as they thought they were. He was supposed to be getting a bump in position, like a district manager role, and so then like the guy above me that's in between us was going to move into the GM of the gym, and I was going to move up into his spot. Evidently that's not happening, and so yada yada. Long story short, Polecat's out of work, got laid off. Friday's my last day. The insult to injury here is he's like, "You know, the nice thing is we're going to give you through this pay period." And Friday was halfway through the 2 weeks. So this Friday, actually tomorrow, if you're listening to this, or potentially today, if you are listening a day late, is my last day at the gym I work at. And, Kluv Dog is on the fucking job hunt. I don't know what's next. I'm going on vacation in 3 weeks, so like,
listen, man, you can make some decent money on Uber and Grubhub.
I might
have to just start.
Until the next one comes around.
Fuck, dude. You know what?
Drake, are you Ubering down in Arizona? You Ubering around the old folks or what?
Nah, not at all.
You know what hurts though is like, this job was like not a, I mean, it was, I mean, I'll be straight up making 15 an hour. All right. I'm getting paid.
You definitely make better than that doing Grubhub.
I'd make better doing that than a lot of things, but I love being in the gym. Right. And that's why I like, you know, and I'm figuring out that, you know, there's not a lot of spots, a lot of coaching spots. Des Moines is actually a fairly saturated place for fitness and like coaching. And there's just not a lot of coaching spots. And even if you do get one, most of them aren't that great. And my actual interest.
What about Drake U? You walk into Drake U and be like, "Hey, I went to school at Iowa and I played it under Coach Doyle. Do you guys need some strength coaches?"
But that's the thing, is where I'm moving with this is I don't know if CrossFit boy 19-year-old Tyler Kluver wants to be in the gym as for his profession anymore. Hmm. 25-year-old Tyler starting to figure out that like family's coming soon. And I'm starting to realize that like when I have a kid, I want to be home during those normal hours, like not like, and be home with my wife and my kid. And so I'm going to end up at a desk job, and that's just what it is. I don't know what I'm going to do, but don't feel bad. No one feel bad for me. Yes, I'll be fucking fine. Don't offer. I mean, I'm not going to tell you guys what to do, but don't feel bad.
Go work at a Smoothie King and flex all day.
Dude, there is a Smoothie King right down the street from me. The polecat will land on his paws. All right. His little paws will be fine. And you never know. I might be the next Kevin. We might both have real jobs. I'm considering, you know, medical sales as an option.
Your boss?
I don't want Kevin to be my boss. So,
well, then you can forget about a letter of recommendation.
I don't want you to be my boss, but
it sucks that Kevin is so hot.
Kevin, there's no fucking way, dude, that I would let you be my boss.
You know what? All you have to do is like shotgun a few Bush Lights, and I might consider interviewing you.
Well, first of all, it wouldn't work because I'm not coming to Iowa City, and we'll talk later. I was going to text you anyway about some stuff. And Drake's of no use because he's fucking a okay boomer out in Arizona. And
the weather's beautiful out here.
I might just move out there. If I can convince Lauren to teach in Arizona, I might just move out there.
Okay, move, man, this is your chance. You can move to Tahiti right now if you want to.
Yeah, but that's the – it's not that easy.
I mean, it's pretty easy.
It is pretty easy. I don't know. It is pretty easy.
If anyone out there listening to the podcast knows anything about real estate, has some advice where to start,
hey,
hit me and Drake up.
I'm learning it right now.
Yeah, I know, but that practical experience and some advice from people who have been there. Thinking about a lot of things, man, and I'm unfortunately, but also fortunately, going to have to maybe get like a real job where I have less time and I'm, yeah, we'll see. I'm done talking about it. There's nothing more to it. I got laid off, everybody. Ha! How was your, is that it? Are we done? I'm fucking pissed.
I feel like, I don't know, man. This episode went so sideways from the beginning and, I don't know. Welcome to Shitsville.
Yeah, no, but last thing I was going to say is the worst thing about being laid off is he's like, yeah, man, it's not your fault. Like you're just the newest guy in the, it wasn't just me. Like there was four other people that got laid off as well. He's like, there's just nothing we could do. Like you didn't do anything wrong. You know, it's just, we're just downsizing. And yeah. So your last day is Friday. You can say goodbye to everybody next week. And I was like, fuck. Great, man. Sounds great, man.
That's terrible, dude.
Sounds great, man.
That is terrible.
It's whatever. I'll miss some of the people there, but I was already in my head since I've had this job, been trying to consider and figure out what I want to do for the rest of my life, and I still don't know what that is, baby. So
I feel like I saw a stat back in the day that you get something like 7 or 8 jobs over the course of your working life, so...
Well, I'm going into number 3, whatever, just next in the last 2 years. So there's that one. That's it. Fucking Hawks by a million. We're out. Oh. Is there anything else?
I don't think so, man. I can't wait to watch the Hawks win the wrestling meet. That's it.
Okay. 34 minutes of just ass content, but not ass content because actual ass content would have been good.
That was the worst joke we've told on this podcast. Ever.
God, this is a shit show. I hate myself so much.
You're fired.
I got fired and now I'm fired from the podcast. So that's that. Kluver got fired has probably got to be the name of the episode. And that's about it. Can we get a Hawks by a million from Yonk to end this motherfucker? God damn it.
Hawks by a million, baby.
There you go.
That's it. That's it. Hope everyone has a better week than I'm having. See ya.
I'm MJ Acosta Ruiz.
And I'm Lindsay Zarniak.
And together we'll be hosting the On Her Turf podcast. This summer, On Her Turf is hosting a daily Olympics podcast
that focuses exclusively on women's sports and the amazing women competing in Tokyo.
We'll bring you interviews with Olympians and in-depth analysis on your favorite teams.
Plus, we're going to talk about some of the challenges still facing women's sports today.
So join us daily at On Her Turf as we cover all the excitement of the Tokyo Olympics.
Be sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts and be sure to follow On Her Turf on Twitter and Instagram too.